We're talking high school football here on KSOM. Underwood got a nice win to start off their playoff run, and they're back in action coming up this week in the second round as they visit West Marshall, kind of a trip there all the way to State Center. Nate Mikaelson, head coach for the Underwood Eagles, joins me now. And Coach, how do you feel about your football team after your first round win?
Really happy with where we're at right now. I think, you know, after, you know, leaving the field Friday and watching film, I really do think that first half against South Central Calhoun was our best effort of the year. I think we're, you know, starting to get pretty comfortable with some of our personnel and some of our schemes and some of the slight adjustments that we've made. And I thought, you know, on both sides of the ball and on special teams, we were pretty crisp on Friday and wanted to come out and be dominant and enforce our will there a little bit. And I thought we did that and just super proud of our guys for taking care of business and being able to move on.
Yeah, I mean, 54-8, I take that every day of the week and Tuesday. Garrett Lutt threw for 6 touchdown passes, 229 yards. What can you say? And Kyle Subb got 3 of those. Just what can you say about Garrett and what the passing game achieved?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Garrett had a super special performance there on Friday night. I think he's capable of doing, you know, really special things. Obviously, every time he takes the field, I think he's on the cusp of being, you know, kind of our most decorated quarterback here in school history. And I don't think that's surprising with what he's been able to accomplish over the last 3 years. But Friday night's performance was one you just kind of had to sit back and you couldn't really fully enjoy it in the moment. But when you pop film on and see some of the things he did and what he was able to lead our offense to, obviously is pretty remarkable. I've talked a few times with you about, you know, I was a little bit nervous about our, you know, lack of production as a receiver unit coming into the year. And those guys have really exceeded expectations and have really developed a nice bond there with Garrett in the passing game. I think we're clicking on all cylinders there and hopefully that can continue moving forward.
Was that by design? Just last week you were talking about how much you really like Riley Seelock in the running game. You kind of spread the Ralph around on the run, you kind of decided to go to the air for the most part against the Titans.
Yeah, I think defensively, that's just, you know, the way the game was being dictated. I think we felt we had kind of an advantage at the receiver position. I think based on the looks we got early in the game, we found some things that we liked. And the running game, we need to be able to rely on the running game when we need it the most. And that's going to be in tight games and when first downs are at a premium and things like that. But, you know, I thought the times we did run it on Friday night, we were super effective. I think we averaged over, 7, almost 8 yards a carry. I think those things were still very beneficial. I just think we found some things in the passing game that we really liked, and it allowed us to move the ball.
So this week it's West Marshall. You got a long trip ahead of you, a long bus ride, and a traditionally strong program in State Center, which is not that far from Marshalltown. So that's well east of even Nevada and Ames, right along that highway there. What do you think of just the talons of going, taking a long trip and having to deal with this game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we would love to be playing, in friendly confines of Underwood this week, but that's obviously, not in the cards. We've taken some decent trips this year. Obviously, when we traveled to I-35 there week 2 and traveled to Clarinda there week 3, those back-to-back trips, those weren't short trips. So I think our guys, they're kind of accustomed to some of the trips. I don't think it's going to affect us at all, really. I think we'll get there early enough, prior to the start of the game that we'll be able to kind of walk around and relax and not feel too rushed and things of that nature. So it'll be business as usual once we get there. I think our kids the time to kind of maybe, you know, rest and focus in on the trip over there. But we're not going to make too much of the trip, and I don't think it'll affect our kids.
What are the challenges that West Marshall presents you first and foremost on the field?
Well, I think they're just a big physical football team. They're one of the bigger fronts that we've seen offensively and defensively. So that is going to be a challenge in itself. I think they have two really good backs, you know, with their quarterback in the backfield, and then their starting running back, both good runners. And I think they got a really dynamic receiver that they like to get the ball to. So they like to spread the wealth around between the backfield and then obviously, through the air a little bit. So they're pretty well balanced. Like I said, I think they're just similar to South Central Calhoun. I think they're going to try to hang their hat on physicality, and that's something that we're going to have to be able to match and control the line of scrimmage, in terms of being able to compete at a high level. So they present similar challenges to what we saw last round, maybe just at a little higher level. But as we get further in the playoffs, that's going to be the case each and every week.
West Marshall has some talented defensive players who have made plays. I mean, they have 70.5 tackles for a loss. A freshman leads them in tackles with 61.5. He has 14.5 tackles for a loss. Dalton Eldridge, a sophomore, 62.5 tackles, 13 tackles for a loss. The freshman is Joe Keelman. Another kid is Brockham. I can't even pronounce that last name, so I'll work on that later. 31.5 tackles, 10 tackles for a loss. What do you make just of their athleticism there on defense?
Yeah, a couple things come to mind. Obviously, they're super aggressive defensively with all those tackles for loss, and you can see that on tape. And then how youthful they are on defense, but still, sometimes you see those, freshmen, sophomores, and you don't think too much of it, but you flip on film and you wouldn't know that there's a lot of freshmen and sophomores in that lineup just by the way they play. So they're going to be a super aggressive defense. They're a tough physical defense. We're going to have to be able to execute in the running game and passing game to kind of keep them on their heels as much as we can. I think this is going to be, again, as we get later in the playoffs, you're going to have to grind out wins and grind out first downs and things of that nature. So that's what we'll kind of emphasize throughout the week and hopefully be able to do on Friday.
The other thing is I'm looking at their stat sheet. They have some ball hawkers on the secondary that have picked off passes. They have four different guys with multiple interceptions. Obviously, you have running, you have passing, you could do both. But the passing was the big deal last week. What do you just make of that matchup as we just talked about your receivers and their secondary and how that kind of all comes together?
Yeah, I think that'll be a big matchup. I think that our receiving crew is looking forward to that, obviously. I think, if you're a competitor at all and you're kind of challenged by, the unit on the opposite side, I think, you kind of have a couple choices. You can either raise your game or just kind of fold to whatever's going on. So I think our kids have been taking step forwards there at the receiver position over the last 4 or 5 weeks. I expect them to play really well, just as they did on Friday. And it kind of looks as if it may be a really good matchup with those units on Friday night.
The other thing is that you're playing in a third round game. You're used to that. But you're not used to playing somebody other than Trainer. It seems like the last 2 years are against Trainer. So it's a different challenge here. But, I mean, how much does that come into a factor knowing that your kids are used to these type of football games, third round game, second round games and such?
Yeah, honestly, we did talk about it this week in terms of, we're kind of used to obviously being in, I think we talked about it last night, our last three graduating classes, this one included, they've been in the quarterfinals their entire career, which is obviously a great accomplishment for all those, kids coming through the program. But I do think it makes a difference. I think that a lot of our kids are going to play Friday night, are really comfortable playing playoff football. That being said, I do think, West Marshall's kind of in the same boat. I think they've had, really good teams over the course of the last several years. And I think they're used to playing playoff football too, and they're playing at home. So, you know, by and large, I think it'll be a matchup between two programs that are kind of comfortable in that environment. And, you know, we'll have to kind of see who, you know, takes a step forward on Friday night.
We will see. And hopefully maybe a trip to Inwood for West Lyon would be in the cards the next week, but we'll deal with that next week. Coach, really appreciate your time and really appreciate best of luck this week against West Marshall. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Nate McHaleson, head coach for Underwood Football, joining us here on KSOM.